It's a program, I'd say, certainly of people who sort of broke the mold, let's put it that way. You have Beethoven, the Seventh Symphony, which, you know, depending on what you do and don't like, I think Beethoven 7 is maybe his most impressive symphony of all. It's a virtuoso piece for the orchestra. It's certainly Beethoven at his height of compositional power. You know, the second movement is infinitely famous, certainly, but the energy and the creativity of that symphony is I think extraordinary in his whole symphonic output. And I think it fares very well, actually, with what goes in front of it, which is this very talented, relatively new group, Eighth Blackbird, who's made up of 6 instrumentalists. They're hot off their 3rd Grammy win of 2 weeks ago. They won for Best Contemporary Ensemble, Small or Chamber Music Ensemble. They've sort of created their own genre of music for people writing for them, certainly pieces that have been written in the past that they've brought to light. They reflect both the musician and the artist of today. This piece that they're playing, On a Wire, is by the American composer Jennifer Higdon. Now, she wrote the piece specifically for them. In this particular piece, Jennifer Higdon calls for each of the members to drop what they're doing and to all get inside the piano. The sounds of sort of picking the strings or bowing the inside of the piano or holding down a string and playing the keyboard, it can create some very unique sounds. And what's interesting about this is all 6 of them are doing something very different.
Tim Monroe is flutist with Eighth Blackbird.
We play this entire piece from memory, and it's a very virtuosic piece. The piece is very colorful. It shows us all off individually and as a group. Jennifer has somehow managed to create a well-written, well-conceived, and incredibly entertaining concerto for group and orchestra, which is an almost unprecedented thing. And I think that audiences who might be coming in going, "Eighth, who?" will come away with a sense of fun, of virtuosity, and of great bright colors.
Jennifer is a very compelling composer, but these are very compelling performers. And they make a strong case for this piece, not only in the way they perform and the energy in which they perform it. This is a highly physical and theatrical piece for them to do. And I think the audience can actually get, to some degree, which we often forget, it can be visually impressive to watch and see that sort of interplay play out. I've always felt that new music is how it's framed. It has to be framed in the context of virtually the same idea. I mean, Beethoven, as I've been studying it for the last couple of months, you often forget that if you had been those ears in 1805, you would have thought this was staggering because it was so raw, edgy. We have come to think Beethoven as very de rigueur, so it's not so shocking anymore. But if you approach, I actually have found while studying Higdon and Beethoven, is that I'm looking at Beethoven as if it's the first time I've seen it and I'd never heard anything like it. And how shocking that must have sounded to hear some of these things that he was trying to do.
Every place that we go, the concerto is a totally new piece because we're doing it with a different orchestra and a different conductor. And so we're always excited to see what that new relationship will bring, the different colors, the different textures, the different sounds. The different tempos, the different feel overall, different audiences. And so the remarkable thing, and this is the exciting thing about live music making, is that it's a fly-by-the-seat-of-the-pants thing. You never will know what you're going to get. So we're excited to explore this with this new orchestra that we're unfamiliar with, but we're very interested to get to know.
many music lovers, fans of the arts, are concerned about the future of classical music. What does a troupe such as 8th Blackbird say about the future of classical music?
If this is the future, we're in really good shape. Because I think, you know, in addition, like I said, they perform new music. They also perform Schoenberg and bring Schoenberg's music back into the fold. There's still always the trace backward to history. But history has to be, as I said, bounced up against the relevance of the today. And Beethoven is relevant today because he was a maverick. He broke the trend. These guys in 10 years have created such a unique environment. And there are many of these groups that have sort of bubbled up looking to create their own sort of expression.